bring them down and open them up. Our preacher today is he is the father of one of our teachers. Amen. And so we wanted to make sure that he preached during our morning sessions. Brother Gangampo, you come and preach to us, my brother. And he is, let's give him a big hand. Amen. They've been on the field. And clapping for you, not just because you're a graduate of Landmark Baptist College, but because you let Ruth stay with us for so long. Amen. And so,
thank you so much,
thank
brother.
You.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. I am Emmanuel Gungampo, and my wife is here, Bella. And our children also are here, some of them, Ruth and Galen. Phoebe, where is she? Okay. So we are missionaries to Togo, West Africa. And Pastor, once again, we want to thank you for this opportunity. It's really a blessing to us to be part of this missions conference, and we were very glad to go into classes and share our hearts with the children, the students. It was really a blessing to us to see even some of them coming to know the Lord or receiving Christ as their Savior. I would like to speak to you on the subject, one-tenth of thanksgiving. One-tenth of thanksgiving. And you open your Bibles to the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 17. We read verses 11 to 19. Please, may you stand for the reading of the Word of God. Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. It reads, "And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And when he saw them, he said unto them, 'Go show yourselves unto the priests.' And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger.' And he said unto him, 'Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole.'" Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. I pray that you bless it. Bless us as we listen. And help us to understand it and apply it to our lives. Commit everything to your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. So, as I said, the message is entitled, "One-tenth of Thanksgiving." One-tenth of Thanksgiving. Jesus still going through cities and towns in Samaria and Galilee, and he would eventually go to Jerusalem. Then he entered into a certain village. There he met 10 men that were lepers, who stood afar off, because that was the Mosaic law. They stood afar off. They couldn't get close to Jesus. They were following the requirement of the Mosaic law. Those poor, afflicted men lifted their voices and cried out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when Jesus saw them, he said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priest." And as they went, they were going to the priest, and suddenly they realized that they were healed. They were cleansed. There were no more lepers. 10 men. Actually, they had faith that Christ will heal them. And they were healed. They were cleansed. But what happened? 10 men were cleansed, 10 men were healed. But only one out of 10 turned back and went back to Jesus and told Jesus, "Thank you for healing me. Thank you for healing me." This story reflects our attitude, our thankfulness, our thanksgiving toward God. God has blessed us so much. We have so much. We have a lot. But how many are thankful? How many will come back and say, "Thank you, Lord, for giving me all these blessings"? You know, I read a story. It's for you who are in college. It is allegory, an allegory. Allegorical story. For the other student, it's just a story. A story. Not a real story. But somebody dreamed. And when he had that dream that he saw, he went to heaven. He went to heaven. Have you ever dreamed before? Everybody has dreams, at least one time. And he dreamed that he went to heaven. And when he went to heaven, he had a guide, an angel guide that took him to show him heaven. Then he took him to a big section in heaven, a big room, big. And there were many, 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 many angels. And they were busy getting the request of people around the world. Everybody telling God what he wants. "I want this. I want that. I want this." Some even want candy. And they were busy just receiving the request. Then the angels took him again to another section. And that section is packaging and delivery section. They have a big room, and the angels were many there, and they were busy just shipping things around the world. People asking God what they want. And God was just sending to the angels, sending, sending, sending. And then the angel took him again to another section, another big room. And there was only one angel. And he was there. He was not busy. He was doing nothing. And he asked why he was there and he was not doing nothing. He said, "That is the thanksgiving section. People ask God many, many, many things. And God gave them, gave all those things to them. But they don't say thank you. You see the reality? We are not thankful. Especially in this blessed country. You have been so blessed, so much. And how many people are really thankful? You have been spoiled. You know, when I was in Bible college, we had a friend, and then he and his wife, they bought a car for their daughter. She was about 18 years old. And then she said she didn't like that car. I tried to manage how to understand it. I couldn't. She wanted a sport car. In the world, in other part of the world, some people are looking for just a bicycle. A bicycle. And she didn't want a car. That is being unthankful, ungrateful. You have been so much blessed. And did you eat every day? Do you eat every day? You have breakfast. You have lunch. You have supper. And you have many, 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 many snacks. Many snacks. Between breakfast and lunch, you have snacks. Miss Anaya, you see what she has? All this. Can you tell me what kind of snacks? This is what. There are so many. So many, you can't even name them. Snacks. All, you see, all this basket for me and my wife. So blessed. So blessed. Thank you. And you see, in other part of the world, I'm telling you, some people eat only one time a day. Just one time a day. Some children have to go and climb on a mango tree to get some fruit. Just to have that for a day. And you have been so blessed. Are you thankful for all these blessings? And you have so much opportunities. I cannot understand how people will be in this country and be on the streets homeless. Where you see everywhere now hiring. Now hiring. People are not thankful. They don't know what they want. They just don't know what they want. I know what they want. They want and want and want and want, and they don't know what they want. They need God. There is an emptiness that only God can fill. They need God. You have been so blessed. You have to be thankful. Nobody has chosen to be born where he's born. And you have been born in this great nation. You have almost everything. And you have to be thankful. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the word of God. You know, students, elementary or middle school or high school. It's when I was 17 that I had the opportunity to see the Bible. At the age of 17. Not even the whole Bible. A New Testament that the missionary gave me. Do you have the Bible? The Word of God. The Bible said faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And this is the precious Word of God. And you have that. Are you saved? Are you saved? Yes. Do you know for sure if you die today, you'll be in heaven? Yeah. You have the gospel. And you are saved. You know, the best thing in life, the best thing to happen to somebody in life is to be saved. Yeah. And to know that he's saved. What a blessing. And now, not only that I have a Bible, but the grace of God. Missionary Ed Stanley have been taking some Bibles to Africa. And you know where, when they go to West Africa, where they put the Bibles? In our house. Now, not only that I have a Bible, but my house, our house is now a Bible house. What a blessing. What a blessing. I've been so blessed, but because I'm saved. And God is so gracious. God loves everybody. For the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Be thankful for all your blessings. Are you thankful for your family? I'm thankful for my wife and my children. I'm thankful. And they are all saved. They are all serving the Lord. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for this great church, Landmark Baptist Church, Landmark Baptist College, that I had the opportunity to come to this church and come to this college and be trained. I'm very thankful. And thankful for the church for even supporting us. I'm thankful. Are you thankful for having Christian parents? When I was at your age, I didn't have anybody to take me to church. Are you thankful? Can you say, thank you, Lord, for that? Are you thankful for this church? Are you thankful for your school, Christian school, your teachers? Are you thankful for your pastor, Pastor Parson? Are you thankful for Pastor Kara? Oh, this great man of God. I highly respect him. I highly respect him. He's a great man of God. The hand of God is on him. That is the real anointing. Brothers and sisters, are you thankful? Thankful for everything. One-tenth of Thanksgiving. Are we really thankful? Every day, as we are only taught, as we have our quiet time, our prayer time, thank God. The Bible says, giving thanks always for all things. Always for all things. And you have all. You have been blessed. So blessed. Having almost everything. You have the good hospitals. Good equipment. I was in one of our churches in the village church in Togo. And happened that Sunday that I was there, there was a couple that didn't come. And they said one of their child died. When they were taking that child to a clinic that is far from the village. There's no clinic in that village. And they took that child on a bicycle to take that child to the next town where they could find a clinic. While they were going there, that child died. You don't have this kind of things here. You have been so blessed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you for giving to me that great salvation, so rich and free. Thank you, Lord, for the word of God. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you.
Let's bow our heads now. I know that it's a good message for us today. But let me ask you, are you thankful this morning? A lot of times we're not thankful, and we talked about meals and things and all the different things, but are you really thankful for the Word of God? Are you thankful to be in a Christian school this morning? We're going to have a moment of invitation. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed as the piano begins to play. Why don't you come out and talk to God? If God really broke your heart over, are you really thankful? God could never call you to be a missionary, to do something great for Him, if you're not thankful. Many have come with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Is there somebody still in their seat that says, "Preacher, I'm not saved. I don't know if I died today that I go to heaven. I've been back and forth on this thing, and I just am not sure. Pray for me. I'm not sure I'm on my way to heaven." With heads bowed and eyes closed, would you slip your hand up and let me pray for you? Say, "Preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. I don't know for sure that if I died, I'd go to heaven." Would you slip your hand up if you're not sure of that this morning? I want to be able to pray for you. Teachers, I may not be able to see everybody's hand. If you just take a look, I want to make sure that everybody knows that they're on the way to heaven. I see that hand. I appreciate that. Heads bowed and eyes closed. I saw a hand. Is there anybody else that slip it up where I can see it? I see that hand. Appreciate that. Anybody else? Why don't you do this? While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, why don't you go to your teacher? I'm going to pray. Would you go to the teacher, the class that you're in, or your homeroom teacher? I saw those hands, and tell your teacher that you're not sure that you're on your way to heaven. All right? As the piano continues to play. All right? Take time to do that. As I pray. All right, let's pray together. Dear Jesus, I know that many of us in this room, Lord, were convicted about being thankful. You do so much for us, Lord. You've come and died on Calvary. You've taken care of. You've given us a wonderful church and a school, Lord, to be a part of and in your service. But God, I pray that you'd help us to be thankful for your word. God, help us to be thankful for every meal. Help us to be thankful for God's hand in our lives working and helping us. Lord, I pray for these two that raised their hand that I saw this morning, that today would be the day of salvation for them. Thank you for so many that have come. Thank you for our missionaries, God. As we finish out our week tonight, Lord, I pray that the service tonight would be powerful and moving, and that you just move our hearts to do more in the area of missions. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right.